I never knew, and a lot of people that we have talked to as well had this same reaction, but I did not know those ski maps that you see at ski mountains are made by a person, you. Do you hear that a lot?
Oh, yes. I've done so many through the years that they just can't quite grasp how many I've done. So I've been doing it for 30 years, and about 200 different resorts have my trail maps.
Can you describe the process of making these beautiful maps?
Well, the most important thing is to remember that we're making a map. So the most important thing is to make sure that it's clear to the skiers of how to get down the mountain. It's important to also portray it in such a manner that when they're on the mountain and they look around, they can relate to the trail map. So they can say, hey, right, I'm right here. And it's something that I really try to do. It's the what my predecessors did. And then, of course, like them, I wanted to make it beautiful too. So it is very important, I think, to get into the painting of it. Today, there's quite a few computer-generated maps out there. And there for a while in the late 1990s and early 2000, the industry was kind of turning to computer because it was the new thing, you know, and it's going to be better. And it was not. A lot of those who returned to my work because it's more natural. I'm painting the great outdoors. Their skiers are coming to enjoy the great outdoors. And the computer image is a reflection of the office.
And so do you fly over in a plane? How do you get the imagery?
Once I do pick up a job, I get all the information I can from the ski area. Anything like their site maps, their projections on what they have to consider in the future and so forth. And then I'll fly the area. And I'll start very high. I start about 2,000 feet above the ski area and get a lot of panoramic views from different perspectives. And then I'll drop the airplane down to about 500 feet above the summit and do the detail shots of those slopes and drop it even further to about mid-mountain. But we'll fly down 50% down the mountain and get all the detail of the base.
And then do you also ski? Do you ski the area?
When I started this job, I was not a skier. In fact, I learned in the service in Germany and thought I was pretty good because I had skied the fastest down this little slight slope and felt pretty good about it, you know. But whenever I got home and went up to Powderhorn, I went up to the top of the mountain and I ended up walking off the mountain because I was falling so much. So I kind of learned on the job.
Okay.
And I did become an intermediate skier and thoroughly enjoyed it, but I still had a little fear because I wasn't that good.
I can relate. So back to the process, you gather images and then you come back and we're in your studio right now and then you just begin painting?
Well, no, I'll go through a sketch period when I'll pull out all the photographs and look at them and refer to them and put the mountain together. It's a big puzzle, which I really enjoy. Lots of slopes are facing away from the view, so I need to figure out how I manipulate this mountain in a very realistic way so that all the slopes can be seen on one dimension. Mm-hmm. So I'll work out this sketch. I'll do a very comprehensive sketch, and that is sent to the client. The client will make alterations to it or approve it. And from that, I'll project that image right directly onto the painting surface and then paint the image. Mm-hmm. And once it's painted, it'll be sent again to the client for the final approval.
How accurate are the trees?
The trees are very accurate. I had a fear early on that some skier might ski into a tree, look on the map and say, hey, that wasn't there. So, you know, the nation was so happy. So I've been very careful where I place trees.
And do you do deciduous trees and
evergreens? Oh, absolutely. the most important thing, especially with the skier, is to know where he is on the mountain, and he can relate to deciduous trees versus conifers. So it's very important to get them in the right place and represent the mountain right.
What do you think these maps mean to skiers?
Well, I hope, and I get the feedback that people with skiers will come down and open up the trail maps, and over a beer they'll talk about their day, you know, and what spills they took or what thrills they had, and it's so gratifying to know that they're looking at my art and reflecting on their skiing.
And so I wanted to ask you what, you know, the history of ski maps being designed by actual people versus just computers. I mean, where is this going?
Well, since the 1960s and Hal Sheldon, they've been painted because that was the only way to do it. There was no computers in those days. Even Hal, by the end of his career, could start seeing that computers were on the horizon. And he made a comment one time that we really can't let the human element get out of the map in the making of the map. And that's really how I feel about it. Computers are accurate, and they see things that in a different way, I believe. And a lot of the computer-generated maps that were in the late 1990s and early 2000s was really, the computers were only used as a tool to do the actual painting. So you never really gained anything. It was still some person's expression, but using a computer. Today it's a little different, and it can be done with satellite imagery, of course, and so forth. But the imagery that you get from computers and satellites is a very uninviting image. The trails come out looking narrow. Whenever I get into it, I manipulate areas differently. I don't manipulate an area in a consistent way like a computer would. And I may extend one little area and widen another where a computer image, you just can't do that.
Right.
So, I feel like the brush just represents the outdoors a great deal more. Whenever I paint a tree, for instance, I'll paint with my brush with one stroke. I'll have a variety of different shades as the water comes down and spreads the pigment out. And then I can go in and add a little more different pigment to that same area. And it's just an effect that you can't get with a computer.
I mean, do you think of your maps as pieces of art?
I used to think of them more as maps, but towards 15 years ago onward, I really felt that they were more art than map, because I'm really manipulating a lot of the image to get it into one view and playing with a color.
So it sounds like this career has been one that's brought you a lot of fulfillment.
When I first started doing this, I was looking for a job. I was looking for a way to make a living. And as I got into it and really got to know the industry and the people in it and the skiers, it became a real passion. Whenever I paint a trail map, I paint it for the skier, not for the resort. And I'll sometimes resist what the resort wants to do because I see the beauty of it and I want to keep it real and something that they can relate to and trust. And I think it's been so gratifying through the years that I know that skiers, I've heard skiers come back and listen to their accolades of, boy, I can trust you. I know that you've done it right. And I look so forward to seeing your map at the ski resort.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.